breath stinks.
I love you guys.
I love you guys. You guys are my best friends.
BFF forever and ever.
I love you guys. You guys are my best friends.
Sally, what are you doing?
I'm just having a little drink.
Don't drink drugs. Drugs are bad, you stupid idiot.
Sally, drinking alcohol is dangerous. It makes you sick.
And unable to operate heavy machinery, like a forklift.
Whatever.
Oh, it's kicking in.
Yeah.
Look, Mommy, I'm flying. I'm a bird. I'm a bird flying high, flying, flying to me. Look where.
Killed our friend.
And cut. Okay, people, we're on break. Take five. Take five. How'd that look, Bob?
Well, excellent work. We're on break, people. Come on.
Oh, man. Oh, that hurt.
How about a little something to take off the pain?
We're not gonna let these props go to waste, are we?
Okay, people, I think it's party time. Hey! Let's get down.
I am a golden god!
Wait! Stop it!
We just told the kids not to drink, and we're doing the same thing! Come on, people! It's time for us to start practicing what we preach! Don't you see? We all have an obligation to be responsible!
Hi, I'm Stephen Hendricks. And we're all big, huge TV stars. Well, except for that kid. And I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. But while we play make-believe on TV, there's one game we don't play, and that's drugs and alcohol.
Drinking is never okay, even if you're an actor.
And cut. That was beautiful, people.
Hey! I think a little celebration is in order here.
Students, I found this in a boys' locker today. Do any of you know what a wine cooler can do to you?
It makes you sick and unable to operate heavy machinery.
No! It makes you look like a complete wuss! I found this in a boys' locker! A boys' locker! Boys don't drink wine coolers, girls drink wine coolers! This is the wussiest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm embarrassed to be
a teacher. Oh, I just farted.
Boys do not drink wine coolers.
Oh, dude, that reeks. I better blame it on someone else.
Smelly kid farted.
What? I don't smell nothing.
What they don't know is that I have a huge zit under this Band-Aid.
Oh my God, who's she kidding? Obviously she has a huge zit under that Band-Aid.
What does Mr. Anderson know about what girls drink? He's probably never even talked to one.
Hey y'all! Hey! Hey, what does Mr. Anderson know what girls drink? He's probably never even talked to one!
Thank you.
happened earlier.
Oh, whoa!
Bulldozer rules this school.
I have a contusion in my clavicle.
Hey, Bulldozer, why don't you find another seat? Seat.
What's wrong with this one?
I believe that's my seat.
Well, I don't see your name on it. Do you not have a comeback? You see, you're supposed to have a comeback right about now.
I hate you! You're nothing but a bully! Stop staring at me!
I thought I was going to have to go to jail for murdering that man and his children. Thank you, Lester, Damien, and Associates.
Have you been injured in an automobile accident and need money fast? Or perhaps you've just brutally murdered someone and don't feel like going to prison? If so, you need to call Lester Damien and Associates. At Lester Damien and Associates, we believe in one simple thing. Winning. And voodoo. So call us now at 1-800-CREEPY-LAW. That's 1-800-CREEPY-LAW.
Kids, don't sit so close to the TV.
Sure, Ma.
We now return to the saga of Dr. Parati.
Victoria!
Mom, it's on!
Daddy's on TV!
We're all so proud of your father and his soap opera career.
This is goodbye, cruel world! Goodbye!
This concludes the adventures of Dr. Parati. Dr. Parati will no longer be appearing on this or any other television show.
What? Dad won't be appearing on this or any other television show?
Now what's he gonna do?
Oh, dear. Your father has become...
Become what? An overdramatic, out-of-work soap opera star?
He's an overdramatic, out-of-work soap opera star. He got fired from his job on a soap opera R. So now he's living the life of the everyday and doing everything in an overdramatic way. He's the overdramatic, out-of-work soap opera star.
Yes, it's true. It's over. It's over, damn it!
Bobby, go take your sister to play. I can't stand to let her see me like this.
Okay, then.
And please, don't let anything happen to my dearest daughter.
Okay, Dad, we're just going to the playground.
Nothing, boy, nothing! Do not know what I would do if something happened to my one true joy in this world. The only child I could ever love.
Well, what about me, Dad?
Damn it, son, you were adopted!
Hello?
This is Elaine Stevenson.
No, it's not true.
Yes! I'm calling to offer you a 0% APR credit
card. Never!
They know, honey, they know.
What will we do?
We'll make it back. Somehow, some way, we'll find our way here. Here it is, honey.
Well, what is it?
It's a miracle, a God-given miracle.
The producer's clearing home?
We may already be a winner. The man from TV says we may already be a winner.
Honey, I think they give those to
I love you.
We're here in the Hamptons, and we're about to surprise the Pennington family with a grand prize to the producer's clearing home sweepstakes.
Oh,
Patrol, are you Theodore Pennington?
Yes, right, Theodore Pennington III,
Esquire. Congratulations, sir! We're with the producer's clearing home, and you've just won $1 million!
Wonderful.
All right!
You know, I was thinking of gold-plating my toothbrush this morning. Perhaps now I have some pocket change to do with, And, darling...
What's going on out here, honey?
There's a man here from Producer's Clearing Home. Do we already own that company?
I believe so, since the last merger. I'm late for my debutante meeting. Do you want me to put it with the others?
Yes, love. Thank you.
Daddy?
Yes, darling?
I don't want to take the Jaguar to school today. I'd like to talk to the intendant.
Oh, if you must take a Ferrari, do take a green one. It's my least favorite.
And darling, do not get another accident. You've already been in 3 this month.
Mother,
I believe you should be going now.
Right then, piss off.
Lunch time? Yeah, I'm hungry.
Mom and Dad say you gotta stay close. So don't go too far, Susie. This right here is a nice, safe activity. Trouble. Oh God, I'm gonna be in trouble. Dad specifically told me not to let anything happen to Susie. I can never go back to the house without her with me. What am I supposed to... Wait a minute.
I found this in the student's locker today. Do any of you even know what this is?
Maybe somebody should teach Nerdlinger how to use one.
Okay, laugh it up, class. But while you're busting your backs with your backpacks, I'll be cruising in my roller bag. My back that I sought so hard to protect is now injured!
Students, this is what we call irony.
Hey, Bulldozer, you're still in my seat.
Well, I still don't see your name on it. And you're probably still looking for a comeback, too.
Whatever, Mickey Mouse.
That was about the gayest thing I have ever heard. Roll with the big leagues, man. You roll with the big boys now, okay? Please. Help me out.
Are you kidding?
You're asking.
I hate you! I hate everyone!
Oh, hello. I didn't see you over there. Are you an illegal alien or a poor person? Or maybe you're just not quite smart enough to go to a real university. Well then, community college might be the place for you. At Papa Lou's Community College, you'll receive the skills necessary to function in the real world. Here, you can enroll in courses in reading, cursive handwriting, multiplication tables, and states and capitals. Upon completion of your education, you can receive a degree in one of the following areas: business management, neurosurgery, rocket science, or cloning. Along with our fine academic reputation, we also offer an outstanding athletic program with sports such as basketball and girls' basketball. We also have a vending machine with many delicious treats, such as M&M's and peanut M&M's. So come join me at Papa Lou's Community College, please. I'm very lonely.
Elizabeth. I'm telling you, this stamp tax is killing me.
Well, hello to you too, Thomas.
Have you seen Zimbabwe?
Did somebody call my name, Master?
Hey, what up, dog? Hey, check it out. We're not in the South anymore. We're in Boston. You don't have to call me Master.
My apologies, sir. My apologies.
Hey, check it out. Have you heard anything about this party tonight?
Why yes, sir. There's a big tea party at the harbor, sir. Yes.
Oh, well. Hey, we gotta check that out.
Yeah, that sounds wicked cool.
I would love to see the harbor, yes.
Yeah, we'll tell you how it goes.
You better not be sleeping on the job tomorrow.
Kids, don't sit so close to the TV.
Okay, Mom.
Hey, Mom, when's Dad coming back?
Oh, that man from before? He wasn't your real father. He was just an actor.
What? Well, then when's our real Dad coming back?
When he said he'd be here about 6 hours ago, but your father's terrible with time. He's the world's worst guesstimator.
Hey! What, is this some kind of party? There must be like, 40 people in here.
He's the world's worst guesstimator. He's the world's worst guesstimator.
You see, guesstimate is when you make a numerical estimation based on a hunch.
And that is something this character likes to do a bunch.
Only he's really bad at it.
He's the world's worst guesstimator.
Hey, baby, how you doing? I'm getting paid tomorrow. You know, I worked a lot of overtime this week, so I should be getting like, I don't know, $2 billion? Hey, Bobby, how you doing? Happy birthday, kid.
It was 2 weeks ago, Dad.
Yeah, what are you, like 32 now?
Okay, we get it. You're bad at guesstimating numbers.
Look, kids. They're about to announce the winner of the Producer's Clearing Home Contest.
We think this is the place. Let's hope these people can use some money.
Yeah.
Let's hope they're actually poor. Let's go make some folks happy.
Okay, we're here in LaGrange, Georgia, getting ready to surprise Dwayne and Crystal Appleby with the grand prize winning.
You know Birdman is what we see on Birdman Center. Dr. Brown, I'm here to Dr. Brown, man. You want Dr. Brown, man? Oh, shoot. Hush up now. Hush up.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Are you Dwayne Appleby?
Yeah, that's me.
Sir, is your wife home?
Is your wife here, sir?
Oh, honey!
What's going on?
Get over here! Did you call them again? Well, this is just great. Did you call them?
Who?
We're gonna be on TV again. We're gonna be on Cops. This is just great.
My husband is a good man.
Are you happy with yourself?
I'll make mistakes.
Oh, son of a...
I'll mess up. You
damn it.
Say you run.
I can't go
you
back.
You run out of here.
No, sir, come back here.
Bobby,
no, sir.
Jimmy,
sir.
Get your ring.
Sir, come back
hey,
sir.
Push it down the Johnny, Jimmy. Push it down the Johnny. Push it down the Jimmy.
Sir.
Wait.
Sir, wait.
We're trying to give you this check.
No, come back.
That Coke?
Oh, no. I don't really like Coke.
Is this your ball?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, I don't see your name on it.
Actually, my name is on it. You just turn it around. It says Tad.
Yeah, man, Tad. Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Well,
yeah,
remember
man.
That time that guy with the pink glasses was like, hey, man, this is my ball now. And I was like, no, man, we were just playing volleyball. And I was like, hey, man, I need my ball back because I don't see your name on it. And my name wasn't on it. I was like, oh, man, my name's not on the ball. And basically, he took it, and he was like, oh, man, my name's ball out.
Your name is on it.
Volleyball, and now we don't have a ball to play with.
I get it now. Your name is on it.
Oh, man, my name's not on it. And we lost another volleyball. I was like, oh, man, it goes a volleyball game.
Right, guys?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. And I had nothing to do, so we had to get a new ball. And this new ball, I'm going to put a tat on it, because that's the way you should do it. You should put your name on everything.
You're in my seat.
Like I said, I don't see your name on it.
Well, maybe you should look a little bit closer, because it's there.
Why don't you come over here and show it to me?
Okay, I'll show it to you.
Dovid? Your name is Dovid? What, you can't even spell your own name? Oh my God.
I do too know how to spell my own name. That's an A, not an O. I hate you all.
Now I am no longer the laughing stock of the class.
Kids, sit closer to the TV.
McCarvey's wants to know how much people are willing to pay for the new freshly made sandwich.
I don't know, $450,000.
Hey, isn't that Dad on TV?
No, he's just an actor.
So he's lying about the sandwich.
No, he really is a bad guesstimator. He's just not your father.
Hey, 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 guess who just won $1 million, eh?
You're not our real father, and you can't buy our love! That's not even a real check! You're just an actor!
Why does no one want $1 million in this town? What is wrong with you people? God!
Are you tired of all those nicks and cuts Joan's shaving? Tired of ripping off flesh every time you wax? And who can bear the stench of those stinky depilatory creams? Well, Dom Domson has the answer for you.
No more shaving, no more waxing, no more sticky depilatory creams. With new Dom's Hairless and Careless Limb Replacement System, we can get you brand new hairless limbs in two easy steps. Step number one, we remove your hairy limbs. And then step number two, we replace them with new genetically engineered hairless limbs. Take a look!
Before Dom's Hairless and Careless, I was a beast. I couldn't get a job, I couldn't get a date, I couldn't even go to the zoo. But now, thanks to Dom's Hairless and Careless, I have my life back. I'm unbelievably rich. I'm married. I own my own boat. A house in Acapulco. And plus, I just got my PhD in cloning.
Dom's Hairless and Careless works! Order today!
I wonder where they get all those replacement limbs from.
Mommy, I'm home!
Oh, honey, I'm so glad! Wait a minute. If you're my real daughter, then who's that girl over there?
You've got a lot of explaining to do.
Mommy, Hairless and Careless took my arms today.
We'll get them for this. Hello? We have a case.
You have no case.
But on your commercial, you said that everything...
Oh, that's my phone. I'm sorry. Hello?
Mom!
Yes.
Look! It's that man from Producer's Crew!
Welcome back to Solar Search!
That's right! He's the host of Solar Search, that show where they look for unusual talent. I've got an idea. You're gonna be just fine. Just fine.
Our next act is a young firecracker from Sheboygan, Illinois. River dancing her way to stardom. Here she is. Give her a big hand, folks, because she doesn't have any. Little Nubby Nelson. All right.
Last few days have been been the happiest days of my life.